Good morning. I'm Lisa Williams, and our scripture today is from Luke chapter 6, verses 20 through 31. Then he looked up at his disciples and said, "Blessed are you who are poor, for yours is the kingdom of God. Blessed are you who are hungry now, for you will be filled. Blessed are you who weep now, for you will laugh. Blessed are you when people hate you, and when they exclude you, revile you, and defame you on account of the Son of Man. Rejoice in that day and leap for joy, for surely your reward is great in heaven. For that is what their ancestors did to the prophets. But woe to you who are rich, for you have received your consolation. Woe to you who are full now, for you will be hungry. Woe to you who are laughing now, for you will mourn and weep. Woe to you when all speak well of you, for that is what their ancestors did to the false prophets. But I say to you that listen, love your enemies, do good to those who hate you, bless those who curse you, pray for those who abuse you. If anyone strikes you on the cheek, offer the other also. And from anyone who takes away your coat, do not withhold even your shirt. Give to everyone who begs from you. And if anyone takes away your goods, do not ask for them again. Do to others as you would have them do to you." This is the word of God for the people of God.
This morning, it is good to see you all here to hear God's word together and to worship one another. We thank you so much, the praise band. Did they do an awesome job today for us? Yes, indeed. We are blessed. And as we have heard God's word now, we seek its meaning for our life. Let us ask God's Spirit to help us in this process. Let's pray together. Gracious God, as we hear your word, which is always a light unto our path of life, and it is your voice to us, instructing us and calling us. And we just pray, God, now that we would hear these words in a way that they can shape us and transform us into the people you call us to be. I pray that you help me to proclaim your word in a way that glorifies you and you alone, and that we are all drawn closer in our walk with you. We pray this in Jesus' name. Amen. Well, as Warren has indicated to you, we are in the All Saints Sunday, and you've heard us with the lighting of candles and the remembrance. And as I was thinking about All Saints Sunday, I was reminded of a story about a man who was walking through a beautiful church building with his four-year-old little son. And as they were walking, the little boy stopped when they got to the stained glass windows because they were just so beautiful with all the colors that were shining through. And as he stood there and looked at the stained glass windows, the little boy finally asked the question, "Daddy, who are all those people in the stained glass window? Who are those?" And the father said, "Those are saints, son." And then the little boy asked his dad the question, said, "Well, what are saints, Daddy?" Now, suddenly the father was kind of at a loss for words. I mean, how do you explain to a four-year-old what a saint is? And as he was kind of stumbling and thinking about what he would say and how to explain this to his son, suddenly the little boy spoke up and said, "Daddy, I know who the saints are. They are people that the light shines through." Out of the mouth of babes, right? People who the light shines through. Often, I think, when we think of saints, we think of heavenly beings like angels, or at least we think of those in the past who devoted their lives to living out the Christian faith in a profound way, that they were honored, you know, saints like Francis of Assisi or Mother Teresa or other martyrs of the faith. But the Bible actually says that a saint is someone who is a follower of Jesus Christ. A follower of Jesus Christ. I mean, people become saints because they are saved. They are born again by the grace of God at work in their life. They have the Holy Spirit at work in their life, empowering them to live lives that are faithful. And people who are described as saints in the Bible, they were all very human people. They, of course, we were called by God. They were extremely dedicated to following Jesus Christ, but they were real people. Far from being perfect people. You know the list that we have in our New Testament and the people you read about in the Bible. They were fishermen. They were farmers. They were tax collectors. They were tent makers and doctors and teachers and carpenters. They were homemakers. They were former prostitutes. They were outcasts. And the list goes on and on of the people identified as saints throughout history. They often disagreed with each other, sometimes in an ugly way. And they often failed miserably in living faithfully the Christian walk. But they were all on a journey of following Jesus, a journey of learning how to be more like Jesus every day of their lives. As far as the Bible teaches us, you know, only Jesus was the only, he was the only perfect saint that walked this earth. As Paul writes in 1 Corinthians 13, for now we see in a mirror dimly, but then we shall see face to face. Now I only know in part, but then I will know fully, even as I have been fully known. So the followers of Jesus Christ, they were not and they are not perfect people, as we often conceive them being. I mean, just think of all the mistakes that the Apostle Peter made in his life of journey of faith. I think about James and John and the Apostle Paul. They learned kind of as they went along the journey. They learned from their mistakes. And when they made mistakes, they asked forgiveness for those mistakes. And when God they accepted God's forgiveness. And then they continued in that journey of following Jesus. That's how the Bible describes a saint. You know, today we have lit candles remembering our loved ones whose life was lived. And they lived out their life journey of faith. And we remember and we give thanks for each of their lives, how they impacted our lives and our journey of faith. Now, many of the names that were read today, I knew personally. And I am so grateful for the impact that they had upon my life and my journey of faith. They were indeed to be counted among the saints that we give thanks for today. But this is a day that we refer to as All Saints Sunday. And what I want you to realize is that that includes you. It includes me. For as it said, I said before, you know, the Bible teaches us that saints are people who follow Jesus Christ. And so if you are following Jesus Christ, and if you're seeking to become more like Jesus in your daily walk every day, then you are to be counted among the saints that we celebrate today. You may not have thought about that. So you are a saint. But before you get too smug in that title, you're thinking, well, I'm a saint. What you also need to remember is today is a day to recognize that this life that we are called to live, to follow Jesus, is about as radical of a lifestyle as you can possibly imagine. In our gospel lesson for this morning out of Luke, Jesus says that we are to be among those who love our enemies. Saints are those who do good to those who hate them. Bless those who curse you, he says. If someone slaps you on one side of your cheek, you're supposed to offer the other side of the cheek. If someone takes your coat, you're supposed to offer your shirt as well. Give to everyone who asks and don't demand those things back. Treat people in the same way that you would want to be treated. That's what it takes to be a saint, according to Jesus. And then you go on. If you read on in the passage, you'll find that Jesus also says that we are to lend, expecting nothing in return. We are called to be kind, even to ungrateful and wicked people. We are called to be compassionate, just as God is compassionate. We are not to judge others, nor are we to condemn others. Raise your hand if you live that way all the time. I can't raise my hand either, you know. Yet still, God calls us saints. All the words in the Bible that are translated as saint, they all have the same meaning, the same definition. According to the Bible, a saint is one who is holy, is pure, is blameless, and dedicated. Do those words describe your life? And remember, that word holy doesn't mean perfection. It actually means set aside. being set aside to serve God. And, you know, the only way that we can be pure and blameless is through the blood of the cross of Jesus Christ that washes away the stains of our sin. It is only by God's grace that that can happen. But that word, dedicated, that's an interesting word. Yes, saints are dedicated to following Jesus. But again, that doesn't mean perfection. That's not what we're talking about when we talk about saints. As Jesus said in our text for today, when it comes to following Jesus, saints sometimes fall down, but they get back up again. A dedicated follower of Jesus Christ may fall into sin. They may end up hurting other people by their words and their actions. They may lose their temper at times. But saints recognize that, and they ask forgiveness. They repent of their sin, ask forgiveness. They accept that forgiveness, and then they continue on that journey of following Jesus, striving to become more like Jesus. A dedicated follower of Jesus Christ may not love their enemies as they should, but that's their goal. And when they struggle with trying to love their enemies, they pray that God's love may help them to overcome their hate and their anger. A dedicated follower of Jesus Christ may find it difficult to pray for those who mistreat them, but they pray for those who mistreat them anyway. If a dedicated follower of Jesus Christ finds it nearly impossible not to judge others, they admit that failure and that struggle they have, and they ask God to help them to not judge others. They pray daily for God to help them to love all people as Christ loves us. Dedicated followers of Jesus Christ are called to turn the other cheek. They're called to, when someone takes their coat, to give their shirt. The list goes on and on. They're not to take advantage of others, but they're rather to count the needs of others greater than their own needs. There can be no doubt this lifestyle of being a saint, of being a follower of Jesus Christ, is about as radical as you can possibly get. And none of us ever completely get it right. Even when we begin to think we're getting it right, we're already getting it wrong, right? For as Jesus says, those who exalt themselves will be humbled. The first shall be last, and the last shall be first. And in the book of Proverbs, it says, pride goeth before the fall. Being a saint, as described here, it sounds impossible, doesn't it? But Jesus goes on. He says in verse 20, to his disciples, he said, happy are those who are poor because God's kingdom is yours. Happy are you who hunger right now. Happy are you who weep now. But woe to you who are rich, for you have already received your consolation. Woe to you who have plenty now, for you will be hungry. How terrible it is if you're laughing now because you will be mourning and weeping soon. What are we to do with these words that Jesus says? How do we understand that? Jesus just seems to have this way of taking everything that makes sense and turning it upside down, doesn't he? How can any of us ever be worthy of being called a saint according to these teachings? Well, could it be? Could it be that what it really comes down to is where we place our trust and our hope? I mean, seeking a secure financial future and a full belly is not necessarily a bad thing. But it can be deceptive because all those things are temporary. Having prosperity doesn't mean necessarily a bad thing, that you're a bad person. But the quest for prosperity can actually hinder and separate you in your relationship with God and with others. A self-sufficiency can ultimately trap us and separate us from God. For life was never meant to be all about us. We are blessed and we are truly happy when we place our trust and our hope in the mercy and the love of God, from whom ultimately all good things come from. And here's the thing, when you place your hope and your trust in God, you begin to become more loving, more compassionate, less judgmental of others, because you're becoming more devoted in following Jesus. And when we become more devoted in following Jesus, we become more like him. And we begin to love as Jesus loved, loving others best. William Barclay said that a saint is someone whose life makes it easier to believe in God. We've all known such people, don't we? Because if not, most of us probably wouldn't be here. Because our first glimpse at Jesus and who he was, what God is really like, came from others, people who we might call saints. Might have been your mother. Might have been your father, your grandparents. Maybe it was a neighbor or a school teacher. Maybe it was a friend, a pastor, a member of the church you grew up in, or a Sunday school teacher. Whoever it was, there was something about that person, something that separated them from the crowd of everybody else. Something that you saw in that person that intrigued you and caused you to want to be more like them. These were the people who would go the extra mile for others. And these were the people who you could count on no matter what. These were the people that made you feel loved. These were the people that you saw a glimpse of the divine in. They were truly saints. God's saints. They weren't perfect, but they were people through whom God's light shined. Who are the people in your life who shine the light of Christ's indescribable love? Who are the people through whom God's light shone for you? Maybe they're still alive today. Maybe they're members of this church. Or maybe they've already passed on and we lit a candle for them today in memory of them. Today we remember and we give thanks for the saints that have blessed our lives. But this is also a day to remember that we are all here called to be saints as well. We're called to be people who are dedicated to following Jesus. So that light of Christ can shine through us. Just as that light shone through the stained glass for the little boy to see those saints, we're to shine Christ's light through our lives. For a saint is someone through whom we catch a glimpse of what God is really like. Today, as we partake of this sacrament of Holy Communion, we are reminded that saints are not perfect. None of us are. We all stand in need of the grace that comes through the cross of Jesus Christ. We all stand in need of the mercy that Christ offers us to live as saints on a daily basis. And today, I just can't help but to be reminded of those words from the book of Hebrew. It says, "Therefore, since we are surrounded by so great a cloud of witnesses, let us also lay aside every weight and the sin that clings so closely, and let us run with perseverance the race that is before us." That's what it takes to be a saint. That's what it means to be a saint of God. And that spirit, I want to invite you to prepare for this time together around the Lord's table. When Jesus instituted this meal, he provided a way for us to experience God's mercy and grace on a regular basis. A reminder that we all need the grace that God gives us to Jesus Christ to be washed clean of our sins, to be made new and right before him. And so we remember how he gathered with his disciples and he instituted a way for us to be reminded of that grace, our need, and what he did for us. How he gathered that disciple in the upper room and he took bread and he broke it. And after he blessed it, he gave it to his disciples saying, "Take, eat. This is my body which is broken for you. Do this in remembrance of me." And this represents and reminds us of how Christ laid down his life. His life was crucified. It was broken for us. That our brokenness and sinfulness might be made whole. And after supper, remember how he took a cup and he blessed it and he gave it to them saying, "Drink from this, all of you. For this represents my blood of the new covenant poured out for you and for many for the forgiveness of sins. Do this as often as you drink it in remembrance of me." And so we remember the price that was paid for our sin, the opportunity to live for him in response to his love. Let's pray. Gracious God, we ask that you pour out your Holy Spirit upon these gifts of bread and juice, that they become for us the body and blood of Christ, that we become for the world Christ's body to serve and to shine the light of your love to others so they might come to know of your love for them. Make us one in Christ, God, one in our service of you and our love for one another. Forgive us where we fail you, God. Help us in our journey to follow you, to become saints for you, that others might see your love shining through us. Thank you, God, for the grace of Jesus Christ, who washes us clean, forgives us, and for your Holy Spirit that helps us to continue on that journey of following you. We pray this in Jesus' name. Amen.